Here is Lisa. Nice to have you on the EIB Network. Hello.
Hi, Rush. I'm calling because I wanted to get some clarification on a comment that you made yesterday at the end of the first hour.
Yes, ma'am.
You made the comment, I think one of your callers that called in, you were saying that you were hoping for riots if the Democrats choose Hillary over Obama. And you even kind of sang your statement to the tune of, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Or did you mean a white country? What exactly did you mean by those statements yesterday?
Yeah.
Because I feel like all the American people want is what's best for this country.
No, they
don't.
Why
does it have to be such a hate-filled comment from you and
Lisa,
other radio hosts?
Lisa, there's nothing but love for people, care and concern for people.
It didn't sound that way yesterday.
Well, you're picking a selective moment. How often do you listen to the program, Lisa?
I listened almost every day.
You do?
Yes, I do. So I was a bit surprised, and I must say shocked, that you were so blatant with that comment and you even sang it.
I've made the comment before.
Who wishes for riots? Who would want that to happen in this country?
Who wishes for riots? I didn't get the ball rolling. It is Democrats like Al Sharpton who have warned that there will be.
Rush.
Lisa, you need to be calling Reverend Sharpton, some of these other people who are saying
calling the gentleman who made the comment yesterday and saying to the tune of, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. What was that about, Rush?
It was about nothing. You're
an intelligent man. I don't think anything
Lisa,
you do is about nothing.
Lisa,
everything you say and do on your radio show has a purpose and
yeah,
has
but
meaning.
You know what?
I've been listening long enough to pick up on that, Rush.
What's happening here is that your own racism and your own projection of racism is forcing you
I've
to conclude.
I've never wished for white.
You are reading
country.
My mind.
All
and
I
you
want
are
is what's best for the American
that
people.
Between the two of us,
I'm tired of $4 gas prices.
Are the racist.
I'm tired of truck drivers not being able to get to deliver goods. I'm tired of people getting kicked out of their homes. I'm tired. I just want what's best for this country, for everybody, white, black, Chinese,
so do
whatever.
I. And that is why.
And I would never
so do
wish
I.
A riot.
So do I. See, where you go, everybody, white, black, I see Americans, you see colors and races.
No, I never saying I would wish for a white, whether the white Christmas or white country, Rush, which one?
Lisa?
I wish you would play those comments back and let your listeners hear that again.
I'll sing it again.
I know you.
I'm dreaming of riots. Are you happy now? Now, what's in my mind when I'm doing that? You tell me, mind reader.
I hope your listeners think about what you want to teach your children.
You tell me. Tell me what's in my
mind.
Why
are you listening and following behind someone who's acting like this and singing like this? Is this really how
you said you wanted to hear it again? I'm being a nice guy. You said play it back. I don't need to play it back. I can sing it again. Yesterday I didn't have the melody right. That's why I gave up on it.
It's like
today I've got the melody.
You revel in the division of this country.
What is in your mind?
Republican, Democrat. We Americans. We need to do away with both parties and just really start from scratch and think about what's best for this country.
No, you know what we need to do away with.
And all that would do is put Rush out of business with his hate-filled discussions every day
there's
for
no,
3-4 hours a day.
No hate on this, bro. We need to put liberals out of business, Lisa. We need to put mush minds like you out of business. People who
why
walk around
Rush,
prejudiced,
Rush, you
biased. You have
sir?
Been nothing but mean-spirited on this program, and you think that's what I am? You are
Rush.
The. You want the gas prices
all
to
I'm
come
doing
down.
Is asking
can I
for
talk to you about, can I talk to you about
comments.
Gas prices for a minute, Lisa?
Can I get clarifications? What did you mean yesterday when you made those comments? That's what my call is about.
You have moved on from that, and I've answered that. And I've even sung the tune for you again. You already know what it was about because you're a mind reader. You've already told my audience and me that it was I'm dreaming of a white country. Do you realize how ridiculous, offensive, and racist that is for you to say, especially if you claim to listen to this?
I hope they burn their cars or something to that effect.
Well, somebody who claims
to
listen.
I hope they burn their cars.
Take her down. Somebody that listens to this program every day. You have betrayed that you don't. You have called here to filibuster, and you are part. We've got folks. How many calls like this have you had today, Snerdly? I said 3 or 4. These seminar callers are out on this topic today, and I said, give me the best one. But you obviously gave me a woman who doesn't want to talk.